Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
That's what we do. It's Monday. Tim, it's going to be a good week this week. It's like 60 degrees every single day.
Absolutely. Great running weather.
Okay. Fair enough. That wasn't what I was going for, but that's absolutely the truth. If you are new to the Positive Truth, we do uplifting and positive news every single day. I'm JP. That's Tim. Not every single day. Every Monday and Wednesday. On Fridays, we either have an interview about something, someone doing something positive in their community, or we talk about an issue, what the issue is, why it's an issue, facts about it, and how you can change it for the better. If you want to support this positive news, please tell a friend, share, give us a 5-star review on iTunes, hit that like button, follow any of our social media down below. We got 7 positive news stories. Tim, let's get to it.
Alrighty, man. Well, my first positive news story is from Houston. Well, a dentist met a U.S. Air Force veteran who was struggling with dental issues and decided to surprise him a little bit. So this veteran decided to come in. His name is David Tyler Harmon, and he met the dentist, which his name is David Wynn. So Dr. Wynn was checking out his teeth and realized that he had a lot of dental issues that he needed to get taken care of, and the dental work came out to be about $15,000. So whenever Dr. Wynn talked to him and told him what was going on, David said he couldn't afford to pay for that. So what Dr. Wynn decided to do was just to take care of the bill, man. Whenever he came in, the next time, the doctor said don't charge him anything. And David, you know, of course, got teary-eyed and just, you know, is, of course, thankful. And it's just a great story because, you know, our veterans definitely need all the help they can get out there because we all know they're not getting what they necessarily deserve.
Yeah, the veterans office, not exactly the best in America. But yeah, that's crazy. I had that positive news story too. It's like they met in the gym, which is a great place to meet people, in my opinion. And he went in and it's like he had a gum infection and he had something had happened to his face. Like there was been like an explosion and it like moved all his teeth over. So they were all grinding. He said he was in constant pain, but he just learned to deal with it.
Wow, man. I didn't even know that part.
And it was like, he called the VA's office and was like, yeah, I'll be able to get it fixed in like 8 to 12 months whenever I get the money to go through. And that's when the dentist was like, we got to do this now.
Yeah, and he said instead of waiting all those months, he just went ahead and paid for it.
Took 2 weeks of dental work to get it fixed.
That's intense.
Can you imagine going to the dentist every day for 2 weeks?
Man, I hate the dentist, so no. I don't want to imagine that.
Why do you hate the dentist, Tim?
Man, they're just so mean. I was a kid. Dude, I was a kid with like 8 cavities at a time. So they went in and just were so aggressive with me, like, make sure you don't have that many cavities again. And I used to be like, man, I'm never coming back here.
My dentists were always really nice growing up on me.
JP, you've always had like amazing teeth, though.
I don't know. I was supposed to get braces when I was younger. I remember being super buck-toothed when I was younger, so I don't know about all that.
You just didn't grow into your teeth yet, man. That's all it was.
Oh, the hashtag the positive truth. That is definitely true.
For sure, man. Well, hey, before you tell your next story, I wanted to go ahead and knock out my second story real quick. The reason I wanted to knock out my second story because it also has to do with a veteran. So, seniors at Catholic Memorial High School in West Roxbury, Massachusetts. I can't believe I said that correctly. I hope I did. They held a funeral for a homeless veteran who died on the streets and had no living family members. When the students learned an Army veteran had named John would be buried with no one in attendance, they decided to hold a service for him with a full with full military honors. I thought this was amazing in itself. There's a cool short little video I'm going to post to the Facebook page as well. But yeah, man, I thought that was really, really awesome because, again, we just talked about, you know, the veteran office is somewhere we don't want to be. And you got a group of, you know, kids, basically. These are kids. These are a bunch of 16, 15, 17-year-olds that decided to put on a funeral for a veteran. And I think that's just amazing in itself to see these kids do something for people that deserve it, that they did something probably so long ago that they definitely weren't alive for. I just think it's awesome, man.
Of course it's awesome. It just shows you you're never really alone. But that's astounding because it's high school kids that are typically really self-centered. And they went out of their way on their free time to give him an honorable funeral. Which is, I mean, it's astounding.
Absolutely, man.
Great integrity by them young kids. It's almost like the youth is doing a good job, Tim. I feel like we should defend them in an upcoming Friday episode.
Indubitably.
That's definitely coming up soon. But my first positive news story is also about in Texas. There's a Texas car garage, and it does more than fix engines. Basically, it uses volunteer mechanics to fix and overhaul cars for single moms, widows, and wives of deployed soldiers. So it fits with all the things we've been talking about so far.
Legit, man. I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
I think it's absolutely wonderful because car problems are the worst. I can't do anything on a car except start it and drive it. So if anything happens to my car, I have no clue what's going on. That engine is foreign to me. And I can't even imagine like having car troubles without help. So shout out to this car garage in Texas.
Word.
You got another one, Tim?
Yes, sir, I do. So an 8-year-old boy from Washingtonville, New York, returned a lost wallet with $1,700 cash inside.
How old was this kid?
This kid was 8 years old, man. So check this out. So basically what happened was
$17,000?
$1,700. I said $1,000. Wow, I apologize. $1,700 inside. So basically what happened was this guy got mugged earlier throughout the day, and he ended up going to the hospital because, you know, he got mugged. He was kind of beat up. And when he got mugged, he lost his wallet. And this kid found it, told his dad, and wanted his dad to contact, you know, whoever it was so he can get his wallet back. And that's exactly what ended up happening.
The mugger didn't take the wallet?
I guess he didn't see it, man. I'm pretty sure they were fighting.
Not exactly a good mugger. Yeah, but good job agree. On the kid.
The mugger definitely failed.
On a lot of levels. But good job on this kid. That's father is raising a good kid right there. Where was this at? In Washington?
Washingtonville, New York. I didn't even know there was a Washingtonville.
I feel like there's a Washington everywhere in America.
But Washingtonville? Like, that's the longest name ever.
I feel like we've tried to pronounce worse on this podcast.
True. Let me be quiet. I'll sit back in my car seat.
Speaking of which, did you know George Washington is a 6-star general? It's the highest you can ever get in America, and like no one's ever going to top it.
Nice little fun fact there. I did not know that.
I mean, you do the quotes, I'll do the fun facts.
Bars.
So my next one is about basically the Miles of Help Through Christ event at Lake Elo or E-O-L-A Park in Orlando. Basically what it was is it was a Straight Street Orlando event that fed homeless people and gave them an opportunity to get a haircut and pick up some clothes for free. And yeah, it drew 315 volunteers working in shifts. It's a yearly thing they've been doing since 2010. And I think it's awesome. Just giving back to the homeless in Orlando.
Absolutely. I'm glad everybody's doing their part. Well, a lot of people are doing their part.
Yeah, 350 volunteers, that's a lot of people to get together and do a good thing.
For sure, man. Well, I have one more story, man.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right, man. Well, I don't know how to say her last name, but Madison, I'm going to try to say her last name now, Asiege, who was told at a young age that she'd never be able to read, has become the first student with Down syndrome to graduate from a DC high school with a standard diploma.
How?
She did it, man. She just did it herself. Madison not only graduated high school, man, but she did it with honors.
Tim, did you graduate with honors?
Absolutely not.
Me either.
Dude, the best part about it, though, she graduated with an A-minus grade point average and is now preparing to attend George Mason University.
Okay.
She killed it, man. She killed it. She's doing her thing, man. She's sending a very important message to the disability community. If you believe in yourself, you can do it.
I mean, it's not like she's done. She's keeping going. Like, she's going to get a college degree.
I'm saying, man, graduating with honors, she did it way better than I did it, man.
Better than the whole Positive Truths combined.
True story.
All of our grade point averages grumbled into one, didn't beat her A-.
Oh, man.
Yeah, what was her name? Oh, yeah, just do her first name.
Madison.
Good job, Madison. Shout out from the Positive Truths.
Absolutely.
My last story is one of my favorite stories. It's about weightlifting. Weightlifting is basically, it's an event where you compete in the snatch and the clean and jerk. What's so funny, Tim?
My bad. I was just thinking, like, it's lifting weights.
I mean, yes. That's, I deserve that.
I just figured that's what you would say to me. My bad. Go ahead.
I totally deserve that. It's all good. But it's called weightlifting. Like, that's what the event's called. I didn't name it. So it's two events. It's the snatch and the clean and jerk. And if you've ever, it's not easy. You basically pick up a bar off the ground and you have to snatch it, which is you catch it, the bar in the air, arms extended, and then basically it are to stand up with it. Clean and jerk, you clean it to your shoulders and then you jerk it. And it takes a lot. This Iranian weightlifter, I can't pronounce his name at all, but he won the 150 kilo category in the past Olympics. He actually set a world record when he did it.
Wow.
So let me see if I can find. So he snatched 179 kilos. Do you know how many pounds that is, Tim?
I'm going to say less than 3,000 pounds.
Less than 3,000 pounds?
I don't know, man. I'm guessing. I have no idea.
I did mess up. He's at 85 kilo. So he's 85 kilos. He snatched 180 kilos, 179. It's basically 400 pounds.
Jeez.
He clean and jerked 217. So 200 kilos is 440 pounds at another 20 kilos. So he basically clean and jerked 480 pounds.
He's a strong dude.
Yeah, he's the strongest in the world. Set a world record. Set an Olympic record. Won a gold medal. And he's from Iran. But Iran just had the earthquake, right?
Right.
So he basically put up his gold medal for auction. Donated it and took all of that money. He took all the money from the gold medal and he donated it to Iran victims.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Man, he as an athlete, like, you work so hard to get to the Olympics. Like, that's like your number one goal. No matter what sport you're playing, you know, it's the Olympics. And you're putting in years of dreams and sweat into this medal that you're trying to get. And he put it up to help others.
Man. Yeah, it's amazing, right? His training was two-a-days since he was 16. So basically, Monday through Friday. Well, it was Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. It was once a day. Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. It was like two-a-days, whatever. And he would squat, snatch, and clean and jerk every single one of those shifts, every single one of his workouts. He did that for 10 years, got a gold medal, and then donated it for a good cause. That's just amazing to me.
He's special.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. I can't pronounce his name, man.
I was definitely going to ask. Kianosh
Rostami?
Well, either way, shout out to him. I'm sure they're going to make a movie about this man. If not, we need to make the movie about this man. Super producer JoJo.
He is definitely not listening to Trauma Day Wednesday episode.
I know he's tired of hearing our voice.
Well, for sure. For sure. If he ever started listening to these episodes, he would clean it up immediately. He's like, y'all need to organize this better. We need to make it faster. What are you doing? Improve the audio quality. What are y'all doing with these ums?
Y'all need to start saying them.
Yeah, start cutting. Y'all need to start editing these so they sound quicker.
Pay attention to the clock.
Stop when stuttering.
When I stick my hand up, this means this. Yeah. Let's hope he doesn't listen to our Monday Wednesdays.
Yeah, we'll definitely hear about that.
Oh, man.
But yeah, speaking of JoJo, this is The Positive Truth. And every Monday and Wednesday, we do this right here. We talk about uplifting and positive news. On Fridays, there's an audio-visual podcast. It comes out on our YouTube channel and our Facebook page, at The Positive Truth Podcast, where we post a visual episode that JoJo does the editing for. Makes us look and sound really great. And we put those out every Friday. They're absolutely amazing. I did screw up last Wednesday when I talked about the episode. I thought it was Frasier coming up last week, but it was Privilege. Frasier's coming up this week.
Legit.
So check out that episode.
I think we are talking about The Flash.
Literally. Tim, are you eating snacks?
Oh, my bad.
See, this is my judge. You can't listen to this episode.
We're all human here.
Is it a payday?
Nah, man, it was some Mexican candy. My neighbors had a birthday party, and they brought over some food and some goodie bags.
Did you go to the party?
Nah, man, we were recording.
Did Edna go to the party?
Nah. She was meeting somebody she found on Facebook Marketplace to buy some, like, Tide Pods to wash clothes or something.
I like how you have neighbors that just bring you food randomly, though. That's legit, Tim. That is legit.
Well, you know, you got to talk to everybody. That's how you build a community.
I like that, Tim. I like that a lot.
You see what I did there? I know you did.
Yeah, that's all I got. Do you have a quote, Tim?
Yes, sir, I do. Never let your past nor your present decide what your future is going to look like.
Nice.
Anonymous.
Well, hopefully you enjoy this present that you spent with us, and you'll see us in the future on Wednesday when we bring you more uplifting and positive news. Till then, we're out.
Stay positive.